Hi.
Can I help you?
I'm supposed to have an appointment with Dr. McKay.
Oh, sorry. Please come in and please call me Catherine.
Oh.
Hi.
You're Dr. McKay.
I am. Well, have a seat. Sit down, please. Sorry about this guy. You're Adam.
Yeah. And aren't you supposed to, you know, be wearing an earth tone sweater and be like 65 or something?
Oh, did someone say I looked like that?
No. I'm just sorry. If you don't mind, how old are you?
24.
You're 24. Wow. So what are you, like Doogie Howser or something?
Who?
Doogie Howser, the teenage doctor.
Does he work here?
No. I just meant you seem a little young to be a doctor.
Technically, I'm not a doctor yet. I'm actually working on my doctorate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a training hospital.
I see. So have you had very many patients? Or?
My patient history is not like.
I'm your first patient, aren't I?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, not at all.
Second?
No.
Third? Wow. Okay. Third. How are the first two doing?
Can't talk about that.
Right. So this is training for
it. It will be part of my dissertation. But
oh, so you write about all this.
Don't worry, I don't use your real name.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, Dr. Ross filled me in on your situation.
Yep.
This must be incredibly difficult. That all this. How do you feel right now?
Fine. Yeah, I feel. You know, I can't remember being so calm in a long time.
That's a really common symptom in patients like yourself. Your body is in survival mode, so what you're experiencing is shock.
I think I'm actually just fine.
Right, but that's why you're feeling that the sense of calm. Like, would you describe what you're feeling as a kind of numbness?
No, described as fine.
Because certain patients feel like.
I feel great.
Well, that's wonderful.